You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives, live here with Ashley Burgess here on 570 KLIF or on iHeartRadio.com. So, you know, last week we began the Perspectives Purpose series. Say that a dozen times really fast. You know, the Sunday show kicked off the Purpose series after we just wrapped up the whole concept of change. And, you know, it's human to be raised a certain way, you know, to have certain set thoughts, and living with those set thoughts, either doing that consciously or honestly unconsciously, and we recognize that we don't have it, we don't like a certain thing, or we think about a certain thing, or we feel a certain thing, or we have these limitations. And unfortunately, our limitations can be removed with change. However, a lot of times it's hard to realize. You know, realizing that change is difficult for all of us humans, you know, because it is uncomfortable. But you know, sometimes we don't make those changes even though the situation we're in is uncomfortable and even somewhat painful. And you know why that is? Because it's familiar. Because it's second nature. Because we've dealt with it all our lives. And once we step up to the plate and actually make changes in our life, you know, we have to stick with it. And we were talking about that the last few weeks, and that was about change. And once we make that change, we can't waver. You know, we want to create lasting happiness, right? And that's the key. And that's how we get beautiful success in our life. And in last week's show, we began talking about what purpose is, right? How to find your true purpose. That's a big thing. Those are big things. How to find purpose and finding your true purpose is really the true calling behind your life. You know, and because I've realized something, once you find that true calling, that true purpose, change and getting rid of things that don't work becomes a lot easier. It becomes way easier. You make these necessary changes in your life because you've attained your true soul purpose. You found something. You found what everybody else is looking for. You remember back in City Slickers, that Curly said that one thing. That one thing. That's what I'm talking about, is that one thing tonight. And that's the key. You know, and tonight's show is the second show within the Perspectives Purpose series. And joining us in studio this evening is Billy Blair. And many of you recognize him from Robert Rodriguez films, as well as The Last Stand. And we got a lot more to talk about on that level as far as all these films and the man behind that. But before we get into Blair, before we get into purpose, and before we get into you, let's jump into the recent news and headlines. You won't hear this stuff really anywhere else but Perspectives. You know what? And AKA, you can use this material at work. You know, you can impress other people socially. And guess what? They will be impressed. Wink, wink. And now for the funny side of Perspectives. It takes all kinds to make the world go round. And, you know, some of us label folks as, you know, they're out to lunch. Or they're just rude. Or, man, they are stupid. Or they're just plain cray-cray. And you hear this stuff all the time. Everybody's labeling something someone. But you know what? There is no judgment here. We're just showing the cutting-edge perspectives on what's happening on our planet. What is that? Planet Earth. So in the most recent news, and I thought this was pretty interesting, Ethiopian police may be investigating a Big Brother contestant for sex on TV. And I thought this was pretty interesting. It seems that they may be for some real trouble for an Ethiopian woman who appeared during her time on Big Brother Africa to have sex with one of her housemates. According to a source, lawyers in Ethiopia have asked police to investigate Betty Abera, a 27-year-old contestant on the globe-trotting Big Brother series.
No, wait a minute, Ashley. I don't believe that for a second. You tell me that you put young men and young women in the same house together. I just don't believe that anything would happen there. I just don't believe it.
Oh, come on. Yeah, you don't believe it, right?
No.
I mean, they're going to be like angels.
That would never happen.
They're going to be angels.
They're going to sit in the living room drinking tea, you know, discussing, the latest novel they read.
Oh, cheerio now. Cheerio, darling. I'd like to read you a bedtime story from England or something
exactly.
That I translated.
You know?
Yeah, I like that. You know, it's kind of funny because their criminal code, Ethiopian's criminal code, punishes sex acts, and it's kind of like this really narrow definition, any obscene act or gesture. Just kidding on the narrowness. So any sort of act or gesture that's performed in public gets a jail term of 1 year. 1 year and a fine of 1,000 Ethiopian dollars. You know what $1,000 is in Ethiopia?
1,000 Ethiopian dollars?
Yeah, what does that account to in the United States?
Oh, in the United States. What is it, 10 cents maybe?
Oh, man. $54.
$54, okay.
A little more than 10 cents, but wow, that was, you were closer than most people would be. Most people would be like, what is it, you know? Like the European dollar? How does that work? So Abera was evicted from Big Brother's house in June, but has remained in Johannesburg since then. So you know what? I want to say good luck, Betty. You know, too bad you don't live in the United States, you know, because you'd probably get a book deal or a full spread page in Hustler, I'm sure, something like that.
Yeah, get a modeling contract. You know, it should be like the next Kim Kardashian.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about in Johannesburg or Ethiopia. There you go. I mean, so, you know, the next and recent headlines, Lindsay Lohan, reality experience is coming to OWN Network.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. According to the star-struck executives at OWN, which is Oprah's juggernaut, has landed the interview of the millennium, or at very least the interview with the millennial Lindsay Lohan, and it's post-rehab musings to her audience.
Now, is she going to be required to be sober?
Not only that, but the new and improved post-rehab, Lindsay will also star in a short reality series on the OWN Network. Because, well, you know, there's nothing that helps a floundering showbiz career quite like a stint on reality TV.
Well, you know, I had heard that the OWN Network isn't doing all that well in the ratings. But are they this desperate?
Well, you know, Tyler Perry actually put a lot of money into the OWN Network, and I know that he just started two shows. One is The Have and the Have-Nots, and another show. And so I know that The Have and the Have-Nots is like number one, I think, on the channel. So I don't know.
Well, you know, just you know, if you got connections there, Ashley, just somebody, you know, just make sure somebody pats her down before she goes into the, you know, the studio there.
Somebody pats her down.
Yeah.
You know, and lastly, you know, making headlines on Friday, you know, Americans have taken multitasking way too far. You know, we all multitask. What do? We
text while we drive.
Yeah.
You know, what while we're listening to music, while we're, you know, we got the, you know, the Bluetooth in our ear, you know, whatever. So
exactly. Yeah. We might brush our teeth while we're in the shower, you know, get some extra time there. Yeah. I don't know if you probably don't do that. I mean, you kind of looked at me funny when I said that.
I was going to say, you brush your teeth in the shower?
Yeah, I do. Save some time here and there. But, you know, nearly 20%, we'll go past that real quick, and I'm not going to say any other crazy things that I do.
I was going to say, this is a family show now.
Now, come on. Yeah, nearly 20% of young adult smartphone owners in the United States between the age of 18 and 34 use their smartphone during sex.
I don't doubt that for a second, because it's like, have you ever seen somebody who lost their smartphone? Like, literally, they're like a zombie, you know, they don't know what to do. You know, they're looking for brains to eat or something.
Oh my gosh, what am I gonna do?
You know, it's like in my own case. I mean, I've had. I mean, you know, people are gonna groan out there. I still got my iPhone 3GS. You know, I've had it for about 3 years now.
I know. Oh yeah.
I know. See, you folks, you can't see this, but Ashley's looking at me like, you got a 3GS. You know, that's ancient in this day and age. But you know, when I first
tried to
got
keep
it,
my cool on that one, I tried to act like I didn't. It's okay.
But I mean, you're normal. I mean, that's how people look at me. And so it's like, when I first got my iPhone, I was like, okay, you know, I mean, I'll use it if I'm out and about, you know, if I need to look up something or whatever. I mean, I will literally carry my iPhone to the bathroom, to you know, when I go to bed at night. If I'm just going out to my truck just to get something, I mean, my iPhone is on me 24/7, and if I misplace it or whatever, then it's like, so, you know, people using it when they're having sex, I don't doubt it for a second.
See, and that's cool. I hope you take some wet wipes with you, though, when you go to the bathroom. Wipe the little case off and everything. I've handed that to some people, and they go, what? When they're coming out of the bathroom? What's this about? I'm like, the phone, dude, the phone, you know? Yeah. But I agree with you. I've done it myself, and anybody that's listening to the show cannot say, no, I've carried it to the bathroom. I mean, but they don't ask what these people were doing with the phone, okay? You know, we don't know if they were taking video or if they were just answering a text message back or, hey, I'll call you right back. I'm in the middle of something.
Probably Instagramming it. Ooh. You know, Twitter.
That's rough, you know? Okay, so they use their smartphone during sex, and nearly 1 in 10 U.S. adults who own smartphones use it during sex. But besides using smartphones during sex, respondents to this national poll admitted to using smartphones in other unusual-type places. Okay, first thing, 35% in a movie theater. I've done that.
I've got the not Facebook, but Passbook. I've got the Passbook app on my phone, like for the tickets and all that good stuff.
But have you used it while you're watching a movie?
Oh hell yeah!
Okay, I have too. 33% on a dinner date.
Oh, I've seen dinner dates where they don't even talk to each other. They're tapping away on their iPhones.
They're both on the phone.
Yeah, and that's their date. They're texting each other and they're texting other people. You know?
I've heard it all. We've heard it all here. Let's just pack it up. Let's go. We've heard it all. You know, 55% while driving.
Oh, I mean, yeah, Texas passed, you know, for those of you who don't live in Texas, Texas passed a law, you know, they're banning texting while driving. You know, you can't enforce that. I mean, they're only going to get you if, like, they stop you. You know, like, if the cop stops you, you know, looking for something to get you for, you know.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. 19% in church or in a place of worship. And lastly, 12% in the shower. Don't know how they're doing that, but my phone would not survive. I wouldn't do the shower.
I've got the OtterBox.
Oh, okay.
So I could get away with it.
Well, and I bet he's used it in the shower. He laughed about me with the toothbrush. Now we got the shower.
I've got
issue.
A nap. I mean, say, you know why people use it for, like, having sex and, you know, texting all the time in the movies? Because there's an app for everything. You don't think there's not an app for, you know, while you're having sex?
Wow.
You know?
I don't have that app. Just for the record, I don't have that app. Just for the record, I don't have it. I don't have it. I don't hear you. I don't hear it.
Get that image out.
Yes. Well, you know, it is kind of funny, though. But hey, you know, joining me later on here in the studio is Billy Blair. Can't wait to talk with him.
What up, Billy?
Billy's sitting right here. We got a lot of stuff to ask him about. Looking forward to this interview, as well as later on we have the Perspectives Pulse. Don't forget about that. But you know what? Our big deal tonight is we're talking about purpose. We're talking about finding your true purpose, and I couldn't think of anybody better to discuss this besides Billy himself. So stay tuned. Keep it on 570 KLIF, or keep it on iHeartRadio app, and you know it. Guess what? I'll be back in two shakes.
Spring is about renewal, and that includes your skin. Refresh yourself and look your best with Skintastic's pre-summer solution specials. Is your skin looking and feeling a bit dull? The elements are harsh on our delicate skin, and the Texas dry heat takes its toll on our complexion, resulting in fine lines and wrinkles. Do you have large pores or acne scarring? Skintastic has the solution. Erase fine lines and wrinkles, reduce acne scarring and large pores, and look fresh with a DOT CO2 laser treatment. For a limited time, you can receive a complimentary treatment of your neck area when you buy a full face CO2 laser treatment at Skintastic. That's over $750 in savings. And Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass and his team of licensed estheticians and medical professionals at Skintastic will take excellent care of you. Inquire about Skintastic's Spring Slim Down by calling 972-620-FACE. That's 972-620-FACE. Skintastic has two locations in Uptown and Plano. Or visit them online at skintastic.com. Skintastic is your beauty realized.